This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi today asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Shakskam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Reiterating New Delhi's stance on the valley, the Army Chief said, India does not approve of any activities in the Shakskam Valley. General Dwivedi said, while replying to a media query on Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson's comment on Shakskam Valley, the Army Chief was addressing a press conference in New Delhi today.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan-China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Shakskam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued this statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it, and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
The Army Chief said the situation along the line of actual control or LAC with China has been stable, but it needs constant vigil. On Operation Sindoor, General Dwivedi said it was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. General Dwivedi said since 10th of May, the situation along the Western Front and Jammu and Kashmir remains sensitive but firmly under control. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India approaches its BRICS chairship with a humanity-first and a people-centric approach. The minister was speaking at the launch of logo, theme and website for the BRICS summit in New Delhi today.
India approaches its chairship with a humanity-first and a people-centric approach. Inspired by the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our chairship theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, reflects our belief that cooperation among BRICS members can help address shared challenges in a balanced and in an inclusive manner.
India and France have emphasized the importance of closer cooperation to address challenges in the global security environment with the aim of advancing peace and stability. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Emmanuel Bon, diplomatic advisor to the French president, today co-chaired the 38th India-France Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi. During the dialogue, both sides reiterated their commitment to the strategic partnership. The two sides reviewed preparations for the forthcoming visit of French President Emmanuel Macron to India. Mr. Bon also called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Diplomatic advisor to French President Emmanuel Macron, Emmanuel Bon, today called on Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reaffirmed the strong and trusted India-France strategic partnership marked by close cooperation across multiple domains. The Prime Minister said it is encouraging to see the collaboration expanding into innovation, technology and education, especially as it marks the India-France Year of Innovation. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to welcoming the French President to India soon. In Maharashtra, campaigning for elections to 29 municipal corporations across the state ended today. Focus of political parties is firmly on Mumbai, where the BJP-led Mahayuti is seeking to wrest control of the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation amid challenge from a united Thackeray front. Polling for 2,869 seats across 893 wards will be held on Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Festival of Harvest, Lohri, is being celebrated with traditional bonfire rituals across North India today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the people on the occasion. And Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today met parliamentary delegations from South Africa and Grenada, who are in India on the occasion of the 28th Commonwealth Speakers and Presiding Officers Conference in New Delhi. On the occasion, the delegation celebrated Lohri with the Lok Sabha Speaker and observed the custom of fire worship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.